Saturday night at midnight, we departed with 78 shuttle buses to the St. Louis airport for all our air travelers going home. And we had, I believe it was 19 Greyhound buses for direct destination, kids that wanted to take Greyhound all the way home. And then there was probably another 5,000 that did POV, personally owned vehicles, where a family member came and picked them up. So we had quite a large movement. It takes us about we do it annually, so we work on it all year long. We start ticketing in October. We ticket for 3 months between World Class Travel and Greyhound. To offer the kids, everybody comes to our office one by one, and they have the option of purchasing an airline ticket from us or through a family member or taking Greyhound all the way home. And then we compile all our numbers and set up the transportation and get them home so they can go spend the holidays with their families.
So this is not something the Army pays for. Each one of these fellows pays for it, or girls pays for it themselves.
Absolutely. This is leisure travel. They're not required to take it. It's their time frame that they're allowed, they're offered this leave to go home for the holidays.
Well, I suspect, are you the only person who's actually doing this, or is there a fleet of other people in the office there? Because moving 10,000 people strikes me as something pretty heavy for one person to try to do.
It is. I actually have a staff. There's a total of 4 of us, including myself. And then Greyhound has 3 agents. So it's really a total of about 7 people that actually do all the ticketing, but then there's multitudes of other people behind the scenes that help the logistics of bringing all this together, obviously. And we work really hard, and we get them all out, and we get them home. They just want to go home with their families for the holidays.
Are these all people who've been in basic training, or do you have some other folks who are there for longer-term durations that go?
The kids that we ticket for holiday block leave are basic trainees and AIT soldiers that are in their advanced individual training. So they're all new to the military, if you will.
Well, now, some of these folks haven't been there but about 5 weeks.
There's some that have been here less time than that. So because they fill, the military fills up until a certain point in November. So then they turn around and they have the option to go home and spend the holidays with their families.
But that doesn't really leave much of a time frame for you to get all of these people organized, get their tickets issued, and make sure they have everything they need.
That's why we ticket over a 3-month period. Every company is offered a 4-hour block of time to come in our office, and it is scheduled out over a 3-month time frame. And they come in as a company, and we go through each and every one of them to give them the best opportunity to get home and at the best price. Because our goal is to get them home the least amount of money we can, and, that they can afford. And some of our travelers go really far away. Our furthest airline ticket this year was Pohnpei, Micronesia. So we have some travelers out there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, do you just bus them into St. Louis and open the doors and say, go into the airport, guys, and find your plane?
Well, actually, we do use the St. Louis airport from this location, but my entire staff goes up to the airport after the last bus departs from Fort Leonard Wood, and we actually go up there and assist with the airlines in getting all the kids checked in, make sure everybody has their tickets. A lot of these kids have never traveled before, so we go up there and help them kind of go through the process. So we actually go up with the last bus and help them out until everybody's checked in.
It must really be something to see, especially with the heightened TSA requirements that people now have at the airports, to watch this many people move through that system and do it smoothly.
It is. That's why I say it just takes a huge team, a lot of teamwork for everybody to come together, from my staff and Greyhound and all the people here that work behind the scenes logistically, to the airlines and TSA and airport security and the St. Louis police. I mean, everybody is working for the common good. And to be honest, we couldn't do it without all of them. And then the USO at the St. Louis airport is just fantastic. They have so many things set up for the troops to entertain them while they're waiting for their flights. They have food and games and music and DJs. I mean, it's just really nice to support these kids that have joined, especially during wartime.
You know, I've been in that airport a few times after about 6 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty desolate. I mean, nothing's open. So the USO, I guess, is really critical when this movement starts.
It's absolutely critical, and they bring in so many volunteers. I mean, we all of our troops were in the airport yesterday morning, as you know from the news, around between 3:30 and 4 in the morning. And they had everybody there working, and entertainers and people there to thank them and feed them. And, it was just it's really a nice story. It's nice to see.
Now, do very many of them not go home? Are there? Do you have very many that stay on the post?
No, there's not very many that stay behind. You know, normally, you know, a couple hundred or so. It just depends. Some choose to do it. Some have their own reasons. But it is totally their choice.
So what happens with them at the post? Are there activities at the post that occupy their time for these 2 weeks?
There are. We fall under MWR. We're part of the MWR family here. And the MWR side, the special events team, puts together several activities for them, from ball games to shopping to movies to all sorts of things. So it's a holiday break for them also, the ones that stay behind. They're having a good time. MWR does a fantastic job of entertaining them.
MWR stands for?
Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. And that's who we fall under also. We're part of MWR.
Now, does this whole process kind of work its way in reverse in another 2 weeks when they come back?
Yeah, on the return, we do the same thing. We go up to the airport, we physically touch every soldier that comes in, and we put them on transportation and get them back to back here to the base. So we coordinate all of that.
Yeah. Well, that's just, I'm always, every year, I'm just amazed at the number of people that you folks send out, that you send out to get home in time for the holidays, and how much coordination this has to take between you and the airlines and everybody else who's involved in this.
It does, and it, you know, we've all been doing it for so long that I think the majority of the people understand how important this is, and it's just, truly, anything can be overcome. Anything can be overcome. We get them pushed out. We get them home. The kids are excited. I had bus drivers on the outbound that had platters of cookies for their kids on their bus. I mean, even the bus drivers go out of their way for these troops. It's just heartwarming. It really, really is.
Now, you said you had a certain number of Greyhound buses, and the rest of them are buses from the post.
No, I contract out with a company every year. You know, we have different companies that do it, and we push them out. This year, Vandalia Bus Lines had it, and so they provide me. I give them a count up until the 2 days before we leave. I tell them our final count of shuttle buses that we need, how many seats we need, and they bring all the buses down here for me, and we load them out, and then we keep a count for Greyhound too, and Greyhound gets their buses here, and we just work it and make sure, and we always have enough seats, and everybody gets out when they're supposed to, and everybody gets to the airport and checked in so they can make their flights.
Well, you're kind of close to Springfield. Do you ever have a bus that takes some people down to Springfield Airport and flies them out of there?
No, we only use the international airport, the St. Louis International. They just offer more flights. It's international, so the fares are better. There's a lot more flights going out of there. It's just easier to use one airport for command and control.
And do all of these folks go out in uniform?
Yes.
Do military folks get a special rate if they fly in uniform?
Not if they fly in uniform. There is military rates on every airline that you can only get through the airline or through a certified travel agency like ourselves. So we check all the rates to find out what's the best rate for these kids. And obviously, I go out and I brief all the brigades 3 months in advance and give them a fact sheet, if you will, a smart sheet of all the information they need, because by no means are we a monopoly. They can buy their tickets anywhere they want. So there's a lot of these soldiers that take advantage of online bookings, and or their family members buy them a ticket once we give them the dates and times they can use and the airports. So we're here to facilitate it and help them out. The only, you know, if they are flying, they have to be on the shuttle bus for command and control, so we know, you know, who's all going. But yes, they do get military rates, military discounts, if you will.
Okay.
And Greyhound does that also.
Yeah. Now, is your company based at Fort Wood, or does the Army contract with your company to set up an office there? How does that work?
We are actually a government agency under MWR. We're part of the CRD team, which is Community Recreation Division, and every installation has an ITR or an ITT, which is the ticket office, if you will, and then based on need here, I was able to move it into a leisure travel office also and open up world-class travel, which facilitated giving these kids opportunities and permanent party here. I mean, we're open year-round, so we We do all the leisure travel, or we offer leisure travel to everybody in this community. So whether they want to go home for holiday block leave or go on a cruise or any of that, that's what we're here to do.